Cousins Corner with 97.5 The Fanatics Anthony Gargano. Live from the Sportsbook at Parks Casino. Bet with the best. The Sportsbook at Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Now it's The Cuz, Anthony Gargano on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good evening, everybody. Wow, live from the Sportsbook right here at Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem. What an incredible, incredible turn of events. You heard it live play out moments after we got off the air and turned it over to Mikey Miss. Mikey Miss in the middle of what we were talking about as well and bemoaning the situation which we were in. The news breaks. First John Heyman with the tweet. And then everybody else started. Jeff Passan from ESPN followed shortly. And it was the Phillies had struck a deal with Bryce Harper. $330 million over 13 years. Wow. Bryce is coming to the Phillies. The whole saga ends with a happy ending. It's unbelievable. When you think about what happened, guys, let's go back to over the weekend when John Middleton goes to Las Vegas to try to secure the deal. And there were reports that followed Saturday that the deal could be announced Monday or Tuesday. And then at the 11th hour, the Giants and the Dodgers get involved. The Dodgers, along with manager Dave Roberts, they go to Vegas on Sunday. There were reports that the Dodgers offered 3 years at $45 million a year, $135 million over 3 years for Bryce Harper. The Giants, supposedly, reportedly, the only other team willing to go long-term, reportedly offered a 10-year deal worth a little over $300 million. But the Phillies did what they said. And this was the big part of today's show, which is you got to pony up. This fan base deserves it. This is not a time to be cheap. And John Middleton wasn't. John Middleton stepped to the plate. He was a man of his word. And he went out and he spent money. I don't even know if it was stupid money, because if you look at it over the years, now again, it's 13 years. So if he makes it, you know, 5, 6, 7 years here, it's still going to be worth it. He's 26 years old. This is not an Albert Pujols deal who signs when he's 32. He's 26. I hear people complaining, is he really worth the money? Yes, in today's climate, what today's baseball economics are, that's the going price for a guy like Bryce Harper, who, by the way, you know, and I hear all the stats, 19 playoff games, he's hitting 210 and the whole thing. He's 26 and he's ascending. You know how it works. When you're a stud and you have big years, and he's had big years and he's been in the game since he came up, he was 19 years old. But, you know, you're 26 is when you start reaching prime. 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32. That's the prime of a player's career. And the Phillies got Bryce Harper, that left-handed stick, who has always hit at Citizens Bank Park. I'm giddy. I am absolutely giddy. We got an incredible summer ahead of us. We got championships ahead of us. I heard Mike say it. 3 parades. I agree. Whether in the next couple of years, you could totally see it. You know, this is the year where they tantalize us, where they kind of grow together. You know, remember, you got a lot of new faces, right? You got McCutcheon, you'll have Harper, you'll have Segura, you'll have Realmuto. So you have a lot of new faces. You got Robertson out of the bullpen. You know, they need time. They need a little bit of time to gel. I was a little boy when Pete Rose came to the Phillies. And it was a little different because that team had a nucleus and Pete was the veteran who was going to help them win. Here is the big bat superstar that's going to go in the lineup and bat somewhere between, you know, second, third. That's where he'll bat. And you look at the lineup. The lineup is absolutely potent. It's a dangerous, dangerous lineup. So if you figure if you have McCutchen leading off, you have Harper hitting second, Realmuto, Reese, Segura, how you ever want to match it? You want to put Segura third? You want to put Segura second? I think I would put Segura second, Harper third, Reese fourth, Realmuto fifth. Think about that. And then you got Franco sixth. Segura's a line drive hitter. To me, he's a perfect number two hitter. I know Reese in today's game, the number two hitter is supposed to be for your judges and your big boppers because you want them up. Well, to me, Harper hitting third, Reese hitting fourth. You put Segura second. Franco hits with no pressure on him. Sixth. Odubel seventh. And then if you got Carlos, he either hits eighth or ninth because you can have the speed at the nine hole. Or if you go with the kid, he bats eighth. That lineup is a nasty lineup. It's terrific. And you got Quinn to come in and play for McCutchen and give him a break if you need to do that. But if you look at what I think wins here, and I know I've heard all the arguments about pitching. I love pitching. That all said, the Phillies won the World Series with one dominant starter, and that was Cole Hamels. Cole Hamels won five games in the 08 postseason. He was incredible. You know, Myers was okay, and Jamie Moyer was good. You know, their bullpen was excellent. They won because they had an ace like Cole, and they had a bullpen. And more importantly, most importantly, they raked. They got crooked numbers. How many times you see a team give up, you know, the Phils give up two in the first, and then they come back out with five in the bottom of the first. That's what the kind of lineup they had. And I think with Harper, he just gives you balance. You're kind of right-handed heavy, so you got a good lefty to kind of balance out your lineup. I think it's really, really a great signing. I do. I think it's a great signing. How many guys are out there of his ilk? Like, I'll grant you, he's not Mike Trout. But how many guys are out there of Bryce Harper's ilk? That's what you got to ask yourself. It's all well and good when you, I'd rather go sign three players with that money. You're not going to get any the caliber of player that you're going to have with Harper. And the fit and the need. I mean, right off the bat, there's a crowd now at Citizens Bank Park looking to buy tickets. You got star power. I mean, the closest thing you have on this team is a star is Reese, and he's young, and he's still got to do it. Harper is a full-fledged star. And that's what we got. This is going to be an incredible, incredible summer. And it's going to be one where the Phillies now, and this is where I tip my hat to John Middleton, because he made it happen. He was the one who flew the jet to Vegas to get this thing going. He was the one that wanted to do it right off the bat. Didn't want to hear anything about it. We're going to spend stupid money. And he was a man of his word. Phillies matter again. Phillies, we got baseball. Coming up, we're going to talk to Charlie Manuel. Because we got baseball, and there's no one better that I'd like to talk to than the great Skip himself, World Series winner, Charlie Manuel. Now, bear with me, because FYI, when we do the interview, nothing is official. So I don't want to put Charlie in a bad spot. So we're going to act like if it happens, when, you know, we got to put qualifiers in the interview. So if you hear me ask, well, what do you think if this thing goes through, becomes official? It's because he can't talk about it if it's not. He can't say it's done. All right? Coming up, we got a lot to do. We're going to talk to the Skip. I want to talk to you guys. I didn't get a chance to talk to you guys since they signed him. Freaking out. I got to share it with you guys. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. I'm Anthony Gargano. It's Cuz's Corner. We're live from the Sportsbook. Right here at Parks Casino, Street Road exit off of 95. Come out. It's a great spot. Right in the sports book. It's awesome. Back in a moment with the Skip.
97.5, The Fanatic. Every team wanted him, but Bryce Harper is a Philly. 13 years at $330 million. Keep it right here on The Fanatic as baseball is back in Philadelphia. This is 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Mom. Somebody forgot to thaw the chicken, so meet us at Chili's for 3 for $10. Oh, and congratulate your sister on her report card. It's not great, but this time she didn't try to hide it from us. Oh, and remember, tonight's your dad's goatee intervention. Love you. See you at Chili's.
Come in now for Chili's 3 for $10. Starter, entree, and drink for just $10. With entrees like hand-battered chicken crispers. And for a limited time, our mouth-watering sirloin steak topped with garlic butter. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating locations only.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes. Warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank. Where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One NA, member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Patriot Software provides cloud-based accounting software that is super easy for business owners and powerful enough for accountants. With Patriot's accounting software, business owners can easily invoice customers, receive payments, pay bills, and track the money in and out of their company without needing a college degree in accounting. And with Patriot Software's patent-pending cash-to-accrual toggle switch, the business's accountant can log in, view the books, and make complex entries to ensure the business has accurate financial statements. Easy but powerful. Everybody wins. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Additional offers on select models with approved credit. 24-month lease on Core Acadia, $24.95 due at signing. 1,500 GM competitive lease renewal with qualified event ends 2/28/19. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
Held over through month end, Frank Kerbeck issues presidential savings on over 250 Buicks and GMCs. Reduced up to 33% off MSRP. 0% financing up to 72 months on most Buick models. Lease new 2019 Buick Encore. Just $129 per month. Lease 2019 GMC 7-passenger Acadia, $199 per month. Experience the new Buick. GMC, we are professional grade. Buicks and GMCs reduced up to 33% off MSRP. 0% up to 72 months. Buick Encore, $129 a month. GMC Acadia, $199 a month. Held over through month end at FCKerbeckBuickGMC.com.
Come join us.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
General Building Contractors Association, Philly's Commercial Construction Association, GBCA members have built our skylines, Philly's most iconic buildings. And every day, thanks to the GBCA, they're building more than just buildings. They're building skills and knowledge. The GBCA is helping to build a safer workforce. Excellence is building in the greater Philadelphia region, and the GBCA sets the standard of building excellence. The General Building Contractors Association. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
Over 10,000 people went to mycomputercareer.edu and took the free career evaluation last month. They started the year hating their job or income and did something about it. At My Computer Career, they can start their new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Even with zero IT experience, it's not too late. You can join them. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Classes meet on campus or live online just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Sports Talk for Pennsauken and all of Camden County.
97.5. The Fanatic.
If the reports are true, it's a huge moment for our baseball team. We get a whole lot better on the field. Bryce Harper is a sensational teammate. We would look forward to having him in our clubhouse if the reports were true.
There was Gabe today, a little bit earlier, reacting to the news. Now, let's say if it's official, because when it happened, I couldn't wait to call our guest that's coming up right now, the manager of the 08 World Series champion Phils, a guy that knows so much about hitting. When I want to know anything about a hitter and hitting, I have one man to call, and it's the Skip, Charlie Manuel. Skip joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. We say, Charlie.
Hey, Anthony, what's happening, man?
We got baseball. Well, we have almost... It's we'll put it like this. We're close to having baseball back in this town, Skip. It's going to be great.
I hear you. I want to tell you something. I'm just excited as you are, maybe even more. How about that?
No. So I'm dying for you to break down Bryce Harper as a player. What kind of hitter is he? You know, you have always had a knack to break down guys and to see what kind of hitter they are. Can you break him down for us?
Yes, he's first of all, he's big. He's tall. He's strong. He's got a good body. He runs good. He runs average or above. He's got a strong arm. He's a good defensive player in right field. He's not as fast probably in the covering ground in center as he is in right or left field. But he's a strong right fielder, and he's a. He's a young superstar player. He's been a star ever since he come into the league. And he hasn't reached his potential. He's going to get much better. And he's going to hit for a high average. He's going to hit with power. And he's going to score a lot of runs. He's going to knock in a lot of runs. And right now at 26 years old, he's starting to head into the prime of his career. And that's basically why I say that, because so far, you know, like his career has run pretty good for him, but it's going to get better. I like the deal, Anthony, because he goes in the middle of our lineup somewhere wherever you want to hit him. But also, you know, like the acquisitions that we got over the winter, and the players are shortstop Segura, McClutchin, and also JT the catcher.
Yeah.
You know, like we got added three top-notch contact hitters with power. And you're like, these guys are going to be at the top of our lineup. And the guys last year that was on our team are going to hit, you know, like down toward the middle and the bottom. And that's how, I mean, we definitely improved our offense immensely, a lot, and the consistency of it. We also got a better defense since we moved Hoskins back to first, and also, yeah, you know, like added to our outfield with McClutchin. And Harper, and that right there definitely got a better, you know, like a shortstop that can really play the game on both sides of the field as far as hitting and catching the ball. And yeah, we're going to tell you something. I'm very excited. Our pitching staff, we got great talent on our pitching staff, bullpen and starters. We got big arms in our starting rotation. And they got to step forward a little bit, and with their experience they got last year, they should, some of them should be definitely come and be better. And actually, Arrieta and Nola at the top, Arrieta definitely looks in really good shape, looks better than he did last year.
Oh, good, and good.
I'm really excited. I'm excited about Harper because I think when it's all said and done, he's going to be a standout player for us in Philadelphia.
Yeah, you know, it was funny. I was just saying about in 08, like the magic, the recipe, particularly in this yard. you got a rake in this yard, and you look at this lineup, right? I mean, that was always what you always taught.
Yeah.
You rake, right. you got a good bullpen, and you're ready to go.
Right, exactly. Hey, I'll tell you something. When you get excited, I'll tell you this. He's going to hit. Harper is going to hit sky balls up in the air that's going to come down in the seats in Philly. Now, you know, like, I'm not going to sit here and put a number on how many home runs he's going to hit, but he's got 13 years to hit a whole bunch of them. And, you know, like, hopefully I'm still living and around to see him hit them.
You better be. You better be, man. You're not going anywhere.
But hey, Anthony, I'll tell you something. I am excited about our team. I'm excited about, our ownership stepping up, you know, like, and really, really putting the team on the field. And I guarantee our fan interest just jumped up a whole lot. And also, you know, like, expectations just definitely jumped up on our players. So that, I mean, and you put a combination like that together. So therefore, you know, like, we should be excited with our baseball team for quite a few years, really.
Oh, yeah. The people are so excited. They're already down buying season tickets. They've hit the ballpark already up here in Philly, Skip. Like, they're so excited. And I agree with you. Look, John Middleton said it. He said he was going to spend stupid money. He was going to go out. And actually, I thought the deal, look, it's $330 million, a lot of money, the proposed deal. But, hey, you know what? That's what baseball is today. And I applaud John Middleton for, you know, being a man of his word.
Yeah, I believe I want to tell you something. I know John Middleton spent a lot of money, like you just got through saying, but I think the investment that he made is going to pay off for financially and also for the excitement and the great baseball that's going to be played in the next few years.
You brought up, and you're so right about a player going into his prime. You know, at 26, you really start to get that kind of man strength, and he's going to get even stronger and stronger over the next couple of years as he goes right through his prime. I got to project more home runs from him, right?
Right, exactly, right. Yeah, I'll tell you something. He works the count. He's got a good eye. He walks a lot. What do you have? 150 walks last year.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know if that's exact, but I'm definitely really close. And things like that. So that just tells you, like, believe me, the prime of his career, he's just getting ready to go into it. And, he is an exciting ball player. And, he makes us a lot better.
There's no one more genuine than you are. There's no one that loves this game that I've encountered all these years covering it than you. And I can hear it in your voice how excited you are to have this club back.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it, Anthony. And I tell you one thing, and I definitely want to be around to be part of it, just to sit and watch it, and, you know, like, and enjoy our players and the organization. And, you know, like, I want to see our Philly fans fill that ballpark back up every day, and, you know, like, and actually just get things running like I want them to run.
Hey, when was the first time you saw Bryce?
I saw him when he was a rookie in Washington. And I remember when first saw him, I was sitting there with Utley, you know, like, during the game one night. It was between innings and stuff like that, and he did something on defense, and Utley looked at me and said, "Hey, Chuck, that guy's going to be pretty good, isn't he?" And I said, "Yeah, he's got a chance." Yeah, I remember that.
yeah, I remember he's that. He's got a chance. That's the greatest. You know, he's one of those kids that, you know, you just saw. From what we hear about him, again, I don't know him, but he loves the game. He loves to play.
Yeah.
There's a story where he was driving home from the ballpark one day, and he went out and played softball with a bunch of kids at a playground. And supposedly, like, he just loves to play the game.
Right, yeah. I want to say something. He loves to hit. I listen to some of the things he says and also how he goes about it. And I've never really sat down and had a big conversation with him or nothing like that, but I can tell you this right now. He loves to hit. And that's tremendous because he's going to bring a lot to our ball club. As he's just now maturing and getting older, and just the way he plays and the build-up that he has and things like that, he already becomes a big leader on our team, of course.
Totally, totally. Who does – one of the other things I love that they – look, you've been around this game forever. Who does he remind you of? Like, who's – like, when you see him hit, who's the guy that you could always point to?
You know, he's – you know, like, when I think of somebody, you're like – he's different from most left-hand hitters because, like, usually all left-hand hitters have different sizes and things like that. Harper's a very athletic kind of guy and strong, you know, he's strong. He has a strong core, but he takes a big swing at the ball. He has his own style, you know. Really, when I think about it, you know, and his batting, his swing, you know, he's kind of tall. As long as he stays tall from his waist up. And he gets some, he has some bend in his knees. I like him when he's straight, kind of more in an erect stance instead of, you know, bending down. You know, like sometimes when he struggles, he'll start bending down, you know, and then he becomes like a singles, double hitters and
takes away some of his power
to put the ball in play. But when he's standing kind of, kind of straight up with his knees slightly bent and his legs under him, you know, solid, he becomes just a power hitter.
See, and I keep thinking about this ballpark, and it's funny because his power is interesting because it's a lot at the center field, the straightaway center.
Yeah. His power is a lot in the middle of the field, but at the same time, too, he's going sky balls up in the air. But and also, you got to remember, the older he gets, he will pull more balls probably, more than likely.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And you know what's amazing too is that he would be such a fit with this lineup. If you look at it now, and you brought it up about Segura, and because we forget, like, Segura is a professional hitter.
He's a
line drive, spray the ball around the field. He's a professional hitter. Real mucho. What did you think of him?
I like him. I like the heck out of him. He's got a short, quick swing, but it's strong. His body's strong. He's got a strong bottom. His legs and his core is strong, but he's got real quick hands, and he is a very good contact hitter. And at the same time, when I look at our lineup, you can definitely more likely, usually I would say our lineup more likely will be as Kapler, but when I heard him talk and everything like that, Harper can go in between two right-hand hitters. And you really, really throw some balance into our lineup, really, when I think about it.
And you're going to protect Reese now. I mean, it's great to actually have, Harper, Real Muto, to give Reese some protection. You know, the pitches he's going to see now.
Yeah, we got our catcher, JT, you like in the Ramoto? Is that how you pronounce his name? He's a good, nice swing. He's got a good balanced swing too. And when you see Franco and some of those guys that's going to be down towards, you know, like the bottom of the lineup, hey, we just got completely more different. I mean, you know, like we've got power and then some RBIs and run score to production at the bottom of our lineup too.
It's funny. I'm just going to bring Franco up to you. Yeah, I was going to bring, because now, I mean, he completely has no pressure on him whatsoever. And, you know, there was a lot of pressure on the kid to hit with power because there wasn't a lot of power on this team. And he was the guy that was expected to hit a lot of bombs before Hoskins comes up. And you always thought he had a lot of power potential.
I've always been a Franco guy. I think he gets kind of caught up, you know, he gets going too real fast when he's going good, and you like with experience, and you like by just slowing down some, you like in trying to improve on giving you more quality at bat, good at bat. This guy, you know, like he doesn't strike out a whole lot, but he's got to be more selective at the plate, and if he can just do that, if he can hit 15 or 20 balls, you know, like a little bit, put him in play harder a year if he could improve like that. He stands a chance not only to hit some home runs, but hit for a higher average, like anywhere from 275 to round up towards 300.
Yeah, you always thought that. We're talking to the Thursday night conversation is with the great Charlie Manuel as we react to the deal that will become official, we hope, shortly, bringing Bryce Harper to the Phillies. Skip, what can you tell us about McCutchen? Do you think he's got something left?
I think that he, you know what? I think that he's gonna have a much better season than he had last year. I think he's gonna be very relaxed with us. He's gonna like hitting in our yard. He's gonna like our team. McCutchen is the leader on our team, and so is our catcher Realmuto. He's gonna be a leader on our team. And, of course, Harper's going to be a leader, and Koskins, and we got great guys in the clubhouse, but, and at the same time, I look for McCutchen to be big for us on our team, really. I think he's going to bounce back, and you're going to, see a performance that's going to be more consistent than it was last year.
Yeah, I remember you always loved him. I remember having conversations about McCutchen when he was, you know, really in his prime, just putting up big time numbers, and you've always loved the ball.
Yeah.
Talk about spraying off his bat. He's got power. He had speed. Could really. Right. And you know, you could hit him lead off, which may not be the prototypical leadoff hitter, but he could start you off with a 1-0 lead.
Right. I'll tell you something. He's been swinging real good. He's been swinging very good. He's been playing good. And like I said, I look for him to put up, have a bigger, solid season than he had last year.
And real quick, Skip, the bullpen, which I think is really good. Robertson kind of goes under the radar. That's a great, I thought, a great signing, because he's one of these weapons that you have. He and Sir Anthony can really help shorten a game for you.
Right, exactly. I'll tell you something. In our bullpen, we have the potential to have a top-notch bullpen. We have guys that can throw multiple innings for us. We got young guys with big, strong power arm stuff. And, you know, like it with the high velocity, and they've got getting more experience and things like that. And we had Robertson, and we've got some lefties in our, on our team now that's going to help balance out our bullpen. And, we're going to be pretty solid. And, our pitching actually, it doesn't get talked about a whole lot, but at the same time, our pitching has a chance to be very strong. And
who's,
I mean,
the kid that steps up, you think? Of all the, of those young pitchers, who do you think has a chance to open up some eyes and be carve out a real spot in the rotation?
I think Pavetta, and I think Eflin, and I think eventually, I don't know if we'll see, but Irwin will pitch for us somewhere like in this coming season. And, I think we also got, a couple left-hand relievers that's going to help us. But now our arms and our bullpen are, I feel like last year some of our young Latin players definitely, helped our team get off to a good start. We had a couple guys come from double-A baseball at FIBA that opened the season and actually helped us win some, and we still got them and they got experience. So, you know, like we're going to be, our pitching is going to, it might be underneath the radar going in, but now it's going to blossom out and it's going to be really good.
It's going to be a great summer. Skip, I could talk to you all night. I appreciate the time as always. it's going to be so much fun. It's going to be it feels like, like baseball is officially back in Philadelphia.
I'm totally excited about it. Really, I love the fact that we got Harper. If you want to know the truth, I heard when I heard the Giants and the Dodgers coming in here late, get back in it, things like that, I kind of have my doubts. But at the same time, too, let's give John Middleton thank you, because he went out there and did a good job. He got the job done.
Damn right. I was upset today, Skip, because the thing was dragging out. And I'm freaking out. Oh, my God, we're going cheap. No, we got to get this kid.
Yeah. Today at the ballpark when I walked in, I'll share this with you. There were some guys talking about, don't look good and all this stuff. I didn't say nothing, but because I was still thinking, hey, we're still in there because like John said, he's going to stay in there. So he did. That's great. Absolutely tremendous.
Awesome. Oh, it is, brother. You're the best, Skip, man.
I'm glad
you get to enjoy this thing.
Yeah, you're going to get to talk some baseball this summer, yes.
That's right, brother. That's right. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. When are you going to be coming up? Will you be coming up for opening day?
I'm going to be up on the 28th of March, and I'll probably stay there all the way for about a week or maybe longer. I'm going to see the start of the season, of course.
I think you got to move back up here. I got to get that house right by Ponzio's again. You got to get that house. Just come right and stay up here the whole summer.
I'll have to talk to Missy about that.
All right, brother. All right.
Okay,
love
man.
Love you, buddy. You're the best.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you. Enjoy it.
All right. The great Charlie Manuel on the Comcast Business Highlight. You hear the giddiness in his voice, man. How great is that? How classic. And that's what it is. That's how we all feel. That encapsulizes how we feel in this city. That we got baseball back. That the Phillies at this juncture, we just went over the whole team. I mean, that lineup is potent. If you get anything, if Arrieta, like Charlie said, Arrieta looks good, right? So if Arrieta can come and do something and be a number two, and then you get anything out of, Vinny, who knows, Pivetta, me, I don't know. I mean, we always talk about his arm, but if you get anything out of those guys, then you got that bullpen. I mean, that's a good team. That's a good ball club. And this is just the beginning of it. All right, here's the deal. We're going to come back, and I'm looking forward to talking to you guys before tonight. Here's your lineup, because Devon's going to join us at 7, and he's going to take in the Sixer basketball. Hey, by the way, big news that Paul George is not playing tonight. So I'm here at the sports book right here at Parks Casino, and it's a big deal not having Paul George today for OKC. So Sixers could win this game tonight. They're in a 4.5-point underdog, and I think they can win the game. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls and talk about Bryce. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. I'm Anthony Gargano. It's Cousins Corner, live from the Sportsbook Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem.
97.5, The Fanatic. Bryce Harper is finally a Philly, and we're talking Phillies baseball on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Help us out now.
The sound you've always known. Yeah. Music that's endured the test of time. Live. Creedence Clearwater Revival legends Stu Cook and Doug Cosmo Clifford. Together, they're Creedence Clearwater Revisited. Friday, March 8th, 8 p.m., Excite Center at Parks Casino. Tickets on sale now at parkscasino.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Creedence Clearwater Revisited.
What a night. Sports betting is here at Parks Casino and the South Philadelphia Turf Club. All your favorite ways to bet. Spread, money line, totals, props, parlays, and teasers. Come bet and watch all the college basketball tournament action, international soccer, and the start of baseball season. Plus, use your mobile bet slip builder to see real-time sports odds from anywhere. Plan your bet in advance. Bet with the best. Pennsylvania's number one casino, Parks Casino, and the South Philadelphia Turf Club.
Must be 21 gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here comes my best man speech. Madison, at first, I wasn't sure if you were right for the position. Were you going to punch his ticket to the playoffs or send him home packing?
Ever since he switched to DirecTV, he only talks in college football metaphors.
It's that 4K, that high-quality footage. It changes a man.
Were you a walk-on All-American or a one-trick play?
Quit cable. No one has more college football in 4K than DirecTV. More for your college football thing. That's our thing. Visit DirecTV.com for details. With entertainment package or higher, limited 4K programming available. 4K equipment required. Other conditions apply.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings, the official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball? Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
Here's a deal from Sprint that you won't want to miss. Right now, when you switch to Sprint, we'll give you $50 on a prepaid MasterCard for each new phone you lease. The card is issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Just register for the card online and you're good to go. That's right, $50 for each new phone you lease when you bring your number to Sprint. And when you get a new iPhone, you get an incredible new iPad for $99. Plus, a $100 prepaid MasterCard. Make the switch today. And don't miss all the other great deals you'll find waiting for you on Sizzling Sprint Saturday. Join us March 2nd at your local Sprint store. Cards require 60 days of service before card ships. iPad 6 Gen 32GB 417 per month after $15 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit applied within two bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Taxes due at sale. Offer not available everywhere, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply. Here's a deal from Sprint that you won't want to miss. Right now, when you switch to Sprint, we'll give you $50 on a prepaid MasterCard for each new phone you lease. The card is issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Just register for the card online and you're good to go. That's right, $50 for each new phone you lease when you bring your number to Sprint. And when you get a new iPhone, you get an incredible new iPad for $99. Plus, a $100 prepaid MasterCard. Make the switch today. And don't miss all the other great deals you'll find waiting for you on Sizzling Sprint Saturday. Join us March 2nd at your local Sprint store. Cards require 60 days of service before card ships. iPad 6 Gen 32GB 417 per month after $15 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit applied within two bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Taxes due at sale. Offer not available everywhere, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what have we got here? Save money on car insurance when you buy a home. Auto with Bridge. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. That sounded pretty good, I think. I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Jim McManus plays on one station in Philly, 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. It's Cuz's Corner, broadcasting live from the Dietz and Watson Mobile Broadcast Center. Try their all-new Dietz Nuts, protein-packed savory sausage snacks. Learn more at DietzandWatson.com. We're live, the sports book right here. Parks Casino, Street Road, Bent Salem, having a blast. I want to talk to you guys now. 610-632-0975 is how you reach me. And I just want to I want to share with you, you know, for all these years being on the air, being able to share this stuff with you guys is a gift. Chris in Williamstown, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Chris.
Cuzzo, you know, I love those fourth quarters you do with Mike, you know, during the Eagles games. I called in a couple of times when you were doing it. I love you, Cuz, man. Keep up what you're doing, because You along with Mike keep this station afloat, man. So keep it up, pal.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro.
You know, look, I was looking at the line, and it's a +145 money line for the Sixers tonight. I got to tell you, I think the line is just right. I don't, you know, with Scott Adams underneath this in center, like even with Justin Patton playing, I just think it's going to be in the middle kind of game for the OKC Thunder.
No, it's tough. You're right. I mean, without
all night long,
you know, without the big man, you know, it's tough. That, you know, I know. And I meant, I was just talking about not Joe, but the fact that they lose the big boy, it's tough because now you just got Bolden and it is tough. But no Paul George is a big deal.
Yeah, I'll give you that. But you know what, Maddie? Oh, I almost think that that's kind of washed away, the fact that they're playing tonight, by the big news of the day. Like, I am so ecstatic because for weeks and weeks and weeks, it's been back and forth. The Phillies are the top contender. There's other teams in it. Phillies are back in it. The other team. I finally can feel just relaxed and know that my ticket purchase is going to be vindicated by the fact that in that first weekend, like Charlie was saying, I was going to stick around. You know, we're going to get to see Bryce Harper in the Phillies. I'm ecstatic because I really am, because now all of my hate has turned to joy and euphoria.
Yes.
Now that it's finally over and we can move on, pal.
Oh, I'm with you, man. It's worth it now, right? That'll we land the prize. Chris, thank you, my brother. Enjoy the game tonight, and both of them, Flyers and Columbus as well. All that angst. Today was a bad day, too. Today early when we were talking about it, because it looked like the Phillies hadn't come in with the big offer yet. So that's why the news that broke with Michael was such a big deal. Ah, what a great day. Max in the KOP, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Max.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, brother?
Big fan.
Thanks, baby. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm excited. I woke up with so much hate in my heart. I hated the Phillies. I was ready to hate Frank Harper. I thought he was going to LeBron. I thought someone was going to pick L.A. over us again. Like, no, we got LeBron again. I was ready to hate. And now it's just an emotional roller coaster. I'm excited. I'm about to go to some games again. So I'm not going to lie. I stopped going. I haven't been to Phillies games since it was good.
You know, that's human nature. When people go, oh, front runner. No, it's the human nature. Like, look, they went through the cycle, right? I mean, they went through the cycle where, you know, after that World Series run and up through 11, you know, they dipped. And now, you know, now they're back. The cycle's complete. So you nothing to be ashamed of. I feel you. Thank you, Max. Appreciate it. Sean in Pine Hill. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. We say, Sean.
Yo, cuz, you know, long time, first time, right? That's all I'm going to say.
I hear you all the time, man. You're legend.
Yeah, I know. If I can talk, you listen to me. You know when the Philly season died? Phillies died for me when he saw Uncle Charlie walking up that
the Wawa bag?
With the Wawa bag. That's when Philly season died for me. And you know what I love? You listen to him talk baseball. I could sit there in a room and listen to him talk baseball forever. But, you know, this is what I'm going to tell you. You ever see the movie Dazed and Confused?
Yes.
All right, remember when he came out with the paddles? remember the soul poll?
Yes.
This is what I want to do to all the blue check mark beat reporters for the MLB. John Heyman, you're number one. Nightingale, you're number two. And I want to line them up and just smack them with that paddle. Because you know what I mean? Like, all they did was just, it was driving us nuts.
It was.
Like, I was going crazy. I'm sitting there going, Bryce Harper is going to rake in this stadium. Bryce Harper, his home runs are set at 36. I'm betting you over on that. He doesn't hit 45 home runs his first year.
I agree.
This guy's on a mission. This guy's on a mission right now. He signed his contract. You know what? He's going to prove his money that he is worth. I'm so fired. Like, I'm getting rowdy right now. I'm getting fired up. We have.
Get rowdy, Sean. Get rowdy.
We have baseball back in Philadelphia. Phillies baseball is back, and I want to ask you one question.
Yeah.
Here's what I think they need to do next. Put Velasquez in the bullpen, go sign Keuchel, call it a day. World Series, here we come. Get that.
You know why, Sean? It's a great call. That, you know, I don't know if they can afford Keuchel now as well. I'm not in love with Keuchel. I think you need a left-handed starter, so I'm with you. And, you know, I'd certainly take him. Vinny, I always thought, has the bullpen arm. It's interesting. I there's a part of me that would go sign Kimbrel and just go at it with the rotation you have, and then at the deadline go get a left-handed starter. Because if you're going to sign Kimbrel, you got Kimbrel, Robertson, Sir Anthony, and you got Ramos. I mean, You get to the sixth inning with a lead, that's ball game. So there's kind of a part of me that would look at that if you're going to add pitching. I think your status quo right now, up until, and then at the deadline, you see what you need. You know, there's always going to be a left-handed starter that's going to get moved around the deadline. Spencer in Chester, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Spence.
AG, what's up, cuz?
What's crackulating, Spence? What a day, man.
It's been a while since I got a chance to talk to you, man. I miss you in the morning.
Thanks, my brother. I know, I miss you too.
Oh, man. But, Phillies point and a quick Sixers point. I'm ecstatic that all this Bryce drama is over. I agree with the few callers back. I definitely thought he was going LeBron. I'm going to be all the way real. But I'm glad they got it done. I thought it was very interesting that he put the no-trade clause in there because he definitely shut up any doubt that he didn't want to be here. So that is huge for me. Which
Right?
He definitely want to give 100% when he's on the field and he's not just here.
Yeah, no opt-out at all. I mean, that's incredible. You can get an opt-out.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. And you kind of shed light on what I wanted to ask you. Because he's now signed for $25 million a year versus $33 million, which we initially thought it was going to be, does that leave any room for Kimbrel or Keuchel to add that depth that they may need to kind of fine-tune the roster a little bit?
Yeah, I think – listen, I think so. You know, I don't want to expect it or demand it. Because, you know, this is a huge undertaking, and you already got Real Muto, McCutcheon, Segura, so you got a lot of a salary. But, I mean, look, they know that they need a left-handed starter. And it's just about, do you want to go in it with a lockdown bullpen, or do you want to go get the left-handed starter now or at the deadline? So I think that's where you're at. Great call, Spence. Thank you, my brother. Wow, we are out of time. That sucks. I can sit here all night and talk to you guys. I'm really giddy. But guess what? We're going to be back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We'll have an array of guests for you guys throughout baseball to talk about Bryce Harper, to talk about what it means. It's going to be an incredible time. The Phillies, I just saw this. They are now plus 185 to win the NL East. The Nats are plus 275. The Braves are plus 300. Their over-under win total is now at 88.5. I mean, they got to win over more than 88.5. Right? Yeah, that's an over, guys. Talking to the guys at the sportsbook right here. That's an over. And the Phils right now are 10-1 to win the World Series. Not a bad flyer right there. 10-1. They're also 5-1 to win the National League. That's all courtesy of Parks Casino, the sportsbook right here. Listen, stay tuned. Devon's coming up next. We got Sixer basketball coming up in an hour. Sixers OKC. I know they're small, but I smell a big Tobias night. No PG opens things up for Jimmy tonight. So I like the Sixers. I know it's down to four. And you're looking at the gaping hole in the middle, but I still like the Sixers tonight. I think they play well and even win this game. Anyway, everybody, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Devon. Enjoy the evening and the happy Harper Day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.